B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. Seven-five, the Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
Oh, 549, Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 Fanatic, and it's sound off time, 610-771-9705. That's how you get into the sound off line. Leave us a message. We review the messages, and we put a gold star on the ones we want to use. Let's gold star today, Andrew Salchunas.
Can't take hearing about what Ben Simmons does well anymore. We know. You can jump. He has great vision. He can get assists and rebounds. You can't win a game with rebounds. It's called basketball. You put the ball in the basketball. It's not assist ball. It's not rebound ball. It's not fancy pass ball. It's basketball.
Well, assist ball leads the baskets. Come on. And Jason Kidd.
I can fix the Sixers. Dump Brown and bring on that Aaron McKee. Give it a hoot. He'll make Ben shoot.
Temple Owls. They've been struggling that.
I know.
Oh, boy, Aaron. I love him.
It's all right.
They had a big win over Wichita
year.
State.
Just struggle.
It's his first year.
They beat Wichita State, but then they lost. Did they lose the last one?
We don't worry about that one.
Right.
Please stop with the Devin Booker trades every single day. Listen to me. Why on earth did the Phoenix Suns give up a young kid that scores 27 points a game and their center that gets you 17 and 11 and trade him for a guy who has to sit every third game? Why on earth would the Phoenix Suns do that?
Well, Embiid is a better long-range center than DeAndre Ayton, probably, and he's already got a star quality. But you're right, they wouldn't. They wouldn't trade Booker in that deal.
I'm a little disconcerted about the fact that Philadelphia fans have been ignorantly calling radio stations, calling for the trade of Ben Simmons, calling for the trade of Joel Embiid, literally comparing them to ridiculous players of the past.
Like who? Cut it off. I was waiting for something else. Ridiculous players of the past, like, it was a void.
Maybe the Iverson conversation that was yesterday.
Ben Simmons not shooting a basketball doesn't even frustrate me anymore. I don't even expect it. If it happens, it happens. This is what frustrates me. A head coach who doesn't know how to incorporate his players into the game. Ain't that a head coach's job?
Incorporate what players into the game? They got any players right now? Ennis? Gotta incorporate him? I'll tell you, yesterday, he's like Fred Sanford Ennis right now.
I finally figured out how Ben Simmons is finally going to shoot a jump shot. Remember when Talia Shire leaned over to Rocky and said, I want to tell you something? Win, Rocky, win. Kendall Jenner's going to whisper in Ben's ear, let me see that jumper, babe. Let me see that jumper, babe.
I'm not so sure that she's concerned about the jump shot.
I mean, she should
her
be.
Her boo.
She should be.
She should be?
Yeah, I mean, you should be supportive and encourage your significant other to progress.
So if you were in the Kendall seat and sit down a little ding-ding.
I'd be like, babe, just shoot it.
You would say, babe, just shoot it?
Yeah, just babe, just shoot it. Just get it out there.
You would babe him?
You could do it.
You would babe him?
Yeah, honey.
Oh.
Honey, just shoot.
All right.
You got it.
Mikey, miss. I gotta agree with you, man. Hubie Brown, he gets on my nerves too with those mispronunciations. Gotta cut him a little bit of slack. Hubie's an old guy. I love him. He's one of the great basketball minds that we'll ever know. But he's been dead on his feet for about 20 years.
Yeah,
Mike.
No, I get you. But he's always mispronounced names. It is prime. He just it's the world according to Hubie. You know, you got to get the right names. All right, close it down, bro.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What is it?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets on.
Good riddance. See you later.
All right, we got an interesting little crossover show, it looks like, tonight. Devon Gibbons in from 6 to 10. Joe Torti in from 8 to 12. Which means from the hours of 8 and 10, it's Devon and Torti. See what we do here?
How about that?
NBC Sports Philadelphia. Stay tuned for the Daily Line. And then, Wings Lacrosse. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.